Emotional Clarity. Part 3, Subconscious to Conscious. In more primitive times and cultures, people were and are very aware of their emotions. Everyone understands and accepts that people are motivated by emotions. However, in today's intellectual technological societies, people are trained to pay attention to thought and intellect and to ignore or disdain emotions. Admitting emotions is often socially embarrassing, even for children. People therefore banish their emotions down into the subconscious. They are often so reluctant to admit their emotions that they couch them in socially acceptable logic, eventually believing the charade themselves. They have a hard time describing their emotions when they want to. The broad categories are helpful. Often someone can identify the category of an emotion fairly easily. Emotional intelligence, which is actually innate, became rare enough in modern societies that it was identified and studied as a special trait, its many benefits described. People who are unaware of their own emotions are impaired in almost any situation. People who are aware of other people's emotions have significant advantages in the workplace, in the home, in groups, in business, in war, and in peace. The first step in clearing the avenue between our conscious awareness and our emotions is to accept all emotions. Acting out all emotions is not acceptable, but feeling them is. Emotions may be illogical or unreasonable, but they are still acceptable feelings. Suppressing or rejecting emotions because we don't want to have them, we don't want to feel them, or because we think they're bad, illogical, or unimportant, only shoves them underground into our subconscious, where they reside until they have a chance to express themselves. Emotions are often illogical or unreasonable, but they are what they are anyway. Susie might feel jealous of her classmate, even though her classmate is troubled with insurmountable problems. Although Susie knows her own life is much easier, she might feel jealous anyway. Robert may feel angry that he wasn't chosen, even though he realizes that the person who was chosen is better. Robert might feel angry anyway. Someone might feel incompetent, despite evidence that one is extremely competent. Or one might feel competent, despite evidence that one is incompetent. Accepting all our emotions means admitting to ourselves that we have whatever emotions we have, without shaming or condemning ourselves for feeling any of them. We might shame or judge ourselves if we act on an emotion, but not if we just feel it. We accept ourselves fully. We are kind to ourselves. This step is essential. If we reject or condemn ourselves because we have a particular emotion, our own house is divided. Our thought and actions become confused as a result of our inner divide. I feel, but I don't. A conflict inside us reduces our integrity and renders us less effective in life. We cannot reject any of our emotions, just like we cannot reject a part of our body. We can reject a parent's behavior, but we cannot reject the DNA they gave us. Our old emotions are already inside us. We can clean house and eliminate them with love and truth, but denial and rejection, pretending there's no dust or sweeping it under the carpet, do not make our house clean. Instead, denial and rejection hinder our cleaning process by forcing the dust and debris into deep cracks and hidden compartments that are difficult to access and unlock. Emotions are primitive. Animals have them. Emotions come with our bodies. They have a logic all their own, different from the logical principles of intellect. Emotions form part of the compass of our inner guidance system. They provide an important tool for our growth of body, mind, and spirit. They motivate us to progress and show us directions in which we might want to grow. It is our emotions that inform us when someone or something is trying to deceive or manipulate us, to pressure or steer us toward an agenda without our being conscious of it. Our emotions feel when advertising or propaganda are in action. The ability to be deceived and manipulated is perhaps humanity's greatest weakness. For humanity to progress, it is crucial that we clear out old emotions and make what is subconscious more conscious. Someone with even modest emotional intelligence perceives accurately many things about people that they don't realize are evident. This is no magic. It's simple. It's natural. It's innate. Emotional clarity simply involves cleaning our own house.